Satan's Kingdom, the Vortex of Darkness. Welcome! You just stumbled into the Kingdom of Darkness, where seduction, depression, fear, mistrust, violent horror, disgust, foul obscenity, and vicious hate reign under Satan himself. His kingdom has a gravitational field which sucks in those with a fascination for evil and those in close proximity. It is a whirlpool of swirling, choking blackness. At the moment, Satan is permitted to have control of the darkness and authority over the monsters of the pit until our hearts are sorted. He can shoot solid bolts of darkness so people become weak from fear just thinking of him. Do you feel the downward pull? Are you caught in a vortex of extreme violent and obscene criminal gaming? Are you going down the path of self-harm or harming others? And are the lines between the virtual and the real world blurring? Are you caught in a web of drugs and voices? Have you sworn secrecy? Are you contemplating suicide as you feel that life is useless for you? Are you into terrorism or a member of a secret society with satanic blood rituals? Is there some indication inside of you that you made a mistake by getting in with the wrong crowd and that you should get out? Are you secretly searching for an escape hatch, a way out of this twisted pit, goading you into the opposite of all that you know is good? Have you sworn to secrecy? Do you feel that if you don't play along, that it might hurt your family and be your end? Well, listen to this true account. This is taken from the life story of ex-Satanist Jonas. He says, "I served Satan for 25 years. I was the representative of the third degree of the mystery of the air. Being at the service of Lucifer, I could represent him as a ghost. I had the power of metamorphosis. Being with the devil, I saw his glory. I saw his organization and ended up concluding that the devil is powerful. Even today, I recognize that Satan is powerful, but Jesus is the Almighty. Jesus is above all things. He makes the devil and all his accomplices tremble." Jonas tells, "I remember one day we were in the world of Tartarus. We were in the middle of a meeting with Lucifer. There was a Satanist of Togo who had pronounced the name of Jesus by mistake, and all of us who were in the room fell to the ground. Even Lucifer fell from his throne and found himself on the floor. Beloved, in the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord, including those of the devil. We don't have to fear the devil if we are truly in good relationship with Jesus. The name of the Lord Jesus is a strong tower. Run into it and you are safe," it says in Proverbs 18:10. Lucifer the light bearer. Lucifer is named after what he was, a light bearer. It says in Ezekiel 28:13-19, "You were in the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes was prepared in you." Tabrets and pipes are musical instruments, so he must have produced some beautiful music. It says, "You were perfect in your ways till your heart was lifted up because of your beauty and your brightness." His pride was his downfall, and he became his own opposite. No longer a light bearer, but a black hole, also known as the devil, deceiver, accuser of the saints, murderer, etc., etc. Revelation 12:9 and John 8:44. Hence, Satan's music became disjointed and vulgar. For instance, we have the cradle of filth, soul music for the damned, nun slaughter, etc. The Lord compares his children to shining stars in Daniel 12:3. Inside each star in the universe, there is a battle royal between the gravitational pull, the star pulling inwards with negative depression and self-absorption, and explosions pushing outward, positive expression of helping others. These positive nuclear explosions inside the star that are pushing outward are creating pressure to balance against a negative gravitational pull of drawing the star inwards to make it a black hole. When the positive energy of the star has died out, The star collapses under its own weight and it becomes a black hole. Black holes can consume material torn from nearby stars. In fact, massive black holes can swallow whole stars. This shows the need to be very careful concerning the company that we keep and not allow ourselves to get sucked into the negative pool. If you download a hard copy, then you have the references and the links. But you say, I already sold my soul to Satan. Now I cannot give it to Jesus anymore, or can I? Yes, you can, because Satan got your soul under false pretenses, telling you that filth is clean, Jesus who defeated him is a weak religionist, self-harm is respect for self, disgusting perversions are love, killing is cool, it is better to be a slave of darkness than to be a free man in the light, and suicide is the ultimate challenge of life. Filth and vomit from Satan himself. This is legal advice. Contracts will be voided if there is fraud by one of the parties. So, you have zero obligation to him, because he is a liar and there is no truth in him. John 8:44. Tell him in no uncertain terms that your deal with him is off and nullified. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord in Jeremiah 1:8. How do I break his spell? However, none of us is stronger than Satan. So give your heart, soul, and mind to Jesus and you will be safe. Satan's threatening bluff of "you'll never get out" cannot do anything against you if you truly give yourself to Jesus. His light destroys any darkness, no matter how viciously evil. His love is the most powerful force on earth. His love breaks any spell and curse, and the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. It says in Exodus 14:14. What is the reason for his life? Our life on earth is a test of our character, to see what we are made of. Will I help or hate? Stand for the truth or fall with the lies? If you yield to the positive and block the negative, then Jesus will stand by you. He'll give you the strength and the wisdom to break free. Life will become a thrill instead of a curse. Now is your time to break out. That only you can decide. No one can decide it for us, not God nor Satan. Do it this moment. Tomorrow could be too late, as you might be back under Satan's spell, falling into that vortex of depression, contemplating to end it all. Get out now, this moment, while your mind is still clear. You and I are the most important part of God's whole creation, and everything, including the devil, is to see what decisions we will make. Once our hearts are sorted and we have made our choices for good or evil, then Satan's job is done and he will be banned. Claim the protection of the most powerful spirit. There are many spirits, but no spirit is more powerful than the spirit of love. No hate, no fear, no threat or curse can penetrate it. Claim the protection of the spirit of love, also known as the Holy Spirit, and you will be safe. A devoted Satanist politician will prepare for Satan's final rule on earth. The Bible refers to this politician as the beast. He'll come on the stage of the world politics with a 7-year peace plan, which is also the length of his tenure. With the sugarcoat of peace and safety, we will swallow the bitter pill of totalitarianism that ends in nuclear annihilation. By means of money and promises to save the world, mankind will be enslaved. With the RFID implant, the radio frequency identification, Satan will seek to eliminate anyone in his kingdom that he cannot control. Present, Satan still has access to heaven, accusing us before God day and night. He has a few against me, and he probably has a few against you too. Revelation 13 says there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. the whole caboodle was cast into the earth, Satan himself possesses the beast or the Antichrist full time, while multitudes will get demon possessed. He is furious as he knows that he has only a short time left. This happens in the middle of the beast's 7-year tenure. This short time is 3.5 years, 42 months, or 1260 days. This time period is mentioned 8 times in the Bible. At that time, we will be forced to worship a look-alike AI android or image of the beast as our God. This thing will be placed in the newly built temple in Jerusalem. The image of the beast will speak and cause all those who won't worship the image of the beast to be killed, it says in Revelation 13:10. Jesus told us to flee, as then it is great tribulation, but immediately after the tribulation we will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds to gather his children. Jesus was tempted by Satan like all of us. Temptations of hunger, pride, selfishness, narcissism, and suicide. And when that failed, Satan offered him everything for the price of his soul: wealth, money, power, and politics. Matthew 4:3-11. The only way Jesus could withstand him was by quoting the scriptures. If we are under attack and going through a difficult time, then we have to strengthen ourselves by memorizing scriptures that speak to us. Then we learn how to fight like Jesus did and come out on top. Make a deciding stand and say, "Dear Jesus, please forgive me for going over to the dark side. I turn my life over to you. Please cleanse me. And now that I'm yours, I don't want anything that's not of you." Study any of the Gospels and let Jesus speak to your heart, cleanse and forgive you. On my site, johanpeters.in, you can find 65 plus pamphlets like these on different subjects, from carbon dating to kingdom come, as well as 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here everything is free. There'll be no cookies or no info requests.